This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal judge has blocked the Department of Justice from changing its entire legal team as it tries to place a citizenship census question on the 2020 survey. The judge says the DOJ failed to provide a reason for changing all of its lawyers. The Supreme Court blocked putting that question on next year's census after questioning the reason that the government had provided.
Congratulations, you're everything we've come to expect from years of government training.
That's actor Rip Torn, appearing in one of the Men in Black films. He's died at the age of 88.
And now, if you'll just follow me, we have one more test to administer.
Torn, best known for his role on HBO's The Larry Sanders Show. Forecasters now say there's a 90% chance that a tropical depression will form in the Gulf of Mexico this week. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The UK ambassador to the United States resigning after the recent leak of diplomatic cables that were highly critical of the Trump administration. Kim Darroch stepping down today, telling the UK's foreign office the current situation's made it impossible for him to do his role effectively. President Trump recently tweeting that Darroch was a very stupid guy. They're already lining New York's Broadway to see the parade later this morning for the U.S. women's soccer team. The World Cup champs will be making their way up Broadway before heading to City Hall for a ceremony.
We grew up playing soccer and we looked up to them, so it's really cool to like have the opportunity to see them in person and celebrate such an amazing win.
That fan among the expected 2 million people at the parade, 1 ton of confetti will be tossed onto the team from buildings along the route. The parade starts at 9:30 Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
California has become the first state in the nation to provide public health care to young illegal immigrants. The Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing the bill into law yesterday that will make illegals age 25 and younger eligible for the state's Medicaid program. State officials expect the plan to cover about 90,000 people at a cost of $98,000. It will apply only to people with incomes low enough to qualify for Medicaid. California law already provides health care to children 18 and younger, regardless of their immigration status. Twitter is updating its hateful conduct rules to include dehumanizing speech against religious groups. The social media company is saying yesterday it will remove tweets that target specific religious groups, saying also any previous tweets with offensive language will also be removed, but it wouldn't cause the user's account to be suspended. The rule change coming at a time of rising violence against religious minorities all around the world. Some organizations believe many attacks are inspired, or at least in part inspired, by hate speech that appears on social media. And Ford Motor company now recalling about 58,000 Focus vehicles in North America because of a software update that was part of an earlier recall that was not completed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. A lot to talk about with Mark Meckler, who's going to be with us in just a moment. Mark is the Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governments, and grassroots leader. And if we get a chance, we're going to talk about, the Convention of States and where we are on that. Last week, according to Rasmussen, President Trump ended the holiday polling week with a daily job approval of 49%, highest it's ever been. Joe Biden may be finding the going a little rougher in his own party, but he's still the most successful Democrat in a hypothetical 2020 matchup with President Trump. And most Americans still think highly of Independence Day, the 4th of July, and recognize what major historical event it celebrates. And President Trump's political opponents, are cutting him no slack following his historic step across the border in North Korea this past weekend to further peace talks with dictator Kim Jong-un. And as I mentioned, the president monthly job approval, 49%. Mark Meckler is with us now. Mark, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing real good. Of course, boy, I'll tell you, everything in D.C. now is Epstein-focused, huh?
Well, it's certainly a mess, and I think it's really good that this is happening, and this is long overdue. Epstein walked on some very, very serious charges. And, he took advantage of underage girls for a long time. It seems like a lot of people were involved, and I hope they get to the bottom of it.
Well, we were kind of warned in advance by Nancy Pelosi's daughter when she said some of our faves going to be in crosshairs here. Stay tuned, huh?
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be Democrats and Republicans. This is not a partisan issue when you've got a rich man that is preying on young girls. And he's got all kinds of wealthy friends that are participating in it. You can be sure that's going to cross party lines. Sin is not limited to one party or the other.
No, without a doubt. It is a humanoid condition, and we will find out shortly, and we'll see how deep this goes. But you can see, as they say, the cockroaches are scrambling right now because the light is on, right?
They are, and they should be. Look, and I'll tell you, I'm very uncomfortable with the president's his defense of Acosta, his labor secretary. I think, personally, I've not been a fan of him in the first place. I think he's actually from the left. I don't think he's been good for the administration. But importantly, he's the guy that oversaw letting Epstein off the hook in the first place, and I think it's time for him to step down.
Well, he's got some serious explaining to do. I mean, he did in his confirmation. He was asked about it. He was able to get confirmed, not outstandingly, but barely. But if you also listen to what President Trump said in describing Acosta and tying him to the success of the job market, he kind of gave him a little bit of credit, but not all the credit. Did you happen to catch that?
I did, and I frankly don't think he deserves any of the credit. I don't think he's been a good labor secretary, and I think he's actually trouble. I think he's continued a lot of leftist policies. He's treated business the way that the Obama administration primarily treated business. I mean, he's been moderated a bit by the president and the rest of the administration, but I just don't think he's good for the country in general. And honestly, more importantly, putting all of that aside, even if you've been an incredibly stellar labor secretary, he's the guy that oversaw Epstein getting off on these charges. That's outrageous. He shouldn't be in public life.
Yeah, it's like what was going on. I mean, with all that was happening, and then the girls themselves, the victims, did not even they didn't have their day in court, in the sense that they were not aware of what was agreed upon, and there was obviously some restitution, I guess some money that they got, but even still there was just too much happening in behind closed doors in the dark of night, as they say, right?
Well, look, I mean, they talk about prosecutorial discretion, and here what we see is prosecutorial discretion at its worst. In other words,
right.
A rich, powerful, connected guy used that power and those connections to get off on very serious charges when, frankly, he should have been probably in prison for most of the rest of his life.
Right.
And by the way, when they raided his home recently, they found a bunch of pornography in his home. He is specifically prohibited from possessing that stuff. We don't know if it's child pornography at this point or not, but he's prohibited by the terms of what came down last time from possessing that stuff. He's in big trouble, and he should be. And Acosta should go with him.
Well, and I think that the prosecutor there in the Southern District of New York was wise in saying, he's a flight risk. I mean, why this guy? I mean, he's got two planes, residents outside of the country. I think given the opportunity, he'd be gone lickety-split, don't you think?
Yeah, he's the ultimate example of a flight risk, and there are lots of people that enabled him, and this is the scary part of this story. Lots of people, apparently, some socialites enabled him, got young girls for him, had the young girls at his places, made them available to he and his friends. It's really a scary and disgusting story, and people like this should be in prison for a very long time, and if he wasn't a rich and connected guy, he would have gone to prison for a long time. So let's hope justice is done on the second round.
Kind of interesting, Mark. It seems, we've got a lot of players that are coming down, the rich and famous, who have abused their power and we're in that season of exposure and them coming down. I mean, whether it's media moguls, I mean, go on down the line. And Epstein, of course, I think the most egregious and obvious, a perpetrator and predator of them all, I would think.
Yeah, you said this is just a human condition, and I agree with that. And this is, I think, a temptation, and it should be a lesson for everybody, which is rich and powerful people tend to think that they're above the law. They can do whatever they want to do. This is not because they're evil. It's because this is human.
Yes.
And so when you get rich, when you have power, when you have prestige, when you're a visible public person, you tend to think that you're above other people. There's a natural human tendency for that. And with that, with this great hubris ultimately comes the great fall.
Yeah. I mean, we've had governors that have tried to sell Senate seats and, they're in jail. And, it's never ending. It's the failing of man. But this is why it is important, to keep people honest, to hold them accountable, for the media to be fair-minded and, to do their job. And, nobody's claiming perfection here. I mean, we've all failed and we've all fallen short. In this particular case, I think this is one of those corporate call-outs. I say corporate in the corporate body of humanity to say, hey, as you say, Mark, very, very, very specifically, is that it's a caution for all of us, is it not?
It should be. I look to people like Mike Pence and Billy Graham when he was alive. Graham had this rule that he wouldn't even get in an elevator alone.
Exactly.
And it was on multiple levels. One, he didn't want to be wrongly accused. But two, he said, look, I'm just a sinner like everybody else. I don't ever want to be put in a position of temptation. Got Mike Pence that won't be alone with a woman other than his wife. And he says, you know, again, don't want to be accused, just don't want to be tempted, don't want to put my wife in that situation.
Exactly.
These were men who were mocked for these stands, and now what we're seeing is they're actually pretty smart stands for folks in the public eye.
Well, I can tell you, having worked with the Billy Graham Association in the summer of 85, it was not only Billy Graham, but it was everybody in the campaign. Everybody that was, you know, part of the Billy Graham evangelistic team, that this was something. You weren't, you know, alone with a woman. You didn't cross counsel. You know, the all appearance of evil and any other kind of temptation. So he was consistent all the way through on that particular point. We're talking with Mark Meckler. We're going to get into what Governor Cuomo is up to in, you know, helping the Democrats gain access to President Trump's tax returns. Stay with us. More after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the limits. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Mark Meckler, Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance, and grassroots leader. Mark, real quick, one more sidebar. I promise this will be the last one that we're going to get into Governor Cuomo, his antics to try and help the Democrats, gain access to the president's tax returns. How are we doing? Because this came up again over the 4th of July weekend with many of the people that I were speaking with, and they were going, you know, what's happening with Article 5 Convention of States? And I said, well, it's continuing to move forward, and you've got to be in. You know, we need everybody's support to do this. And I figure you're the best one to give us an update. Where are we on this?
Yeah, I mean, it's going great. Look, it takes 34 states to get there. It's a high bar set by the founders. 34 states have to call. We have 15 states so far, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Utah being the last three just in the last few months. And I've got probably a couple more pending this year. Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania still in the fight this year. Their legislatures are still in. I hope to get to 17, which is the halfway mark this year. And then I'm looking to finish it off 2021, roughly, is when I think we're going to make it to the 34 states.
Okay. And then, but what are the, you know, in order, I guess, to have agreement, you have to have agreement as to what is going to be on the agenda. And all these, right now, 15 states, they've all agreed on what items on the agenda right now?
Yeah, there's three things or three subjects that can be discussed at convention. One is anything that would impose fiscal restraints on the federal government, things like a balanced budget amendment or forcing them to use generally accepted accounting principles. Two is anything that would impose term limits on federal officials. That's not just Congress, but it would include bureaucrats and staffers. So that's number two. And then the third, and I think the most important for me, is anything that would impose jurisdictional or scope or power restraints on the federal government. What I mean by that is telling the government, these are the things you can't do anymore. They were never intended, for example, to be involved in education. There's no amendment to the Constitution that allows them to be involved in education, but here we are hundreds of billions of dollars later, and no positive effect on education. So we need to be able to tell them, no, you can't be involved in education or energy or health care. This is a way to overturn, finally, once and for all, Obamacare. Tell them they have no authority to be engaged in health care. So those are the kind of things that can be discussed at convention.
Exactly. Well, you think about, you know, the things that we can look back at after, what, $21 plus trillion in debt, there's a lot of mistakes in those trillions of dollars, and they could be rectified. But it's going to take something like the Convention of States in order to do this. Otherwise, we're expecting the bureaucracy of Washington, D.C. to basically do brain surgery on itself.
Well, you know, what we're expecting is that we're going to continue to do the same thing that we've always done and get a different result. You know, we call that insanity.
Exactly.
We're going to elect good people. We're going to hope that the administrations fix themselves. And Congress will never impose term limits on itself. It will never limit its own budget. It will never limit its own power. That's just not within human nature.
Exactly.
And so the only way we're going to fix these things, if we think they're broken, and most Americans do, is we're going to call a convention and we're going to force them to be fixed.
And the last time we checked, I mean, right there in the Constitution, we the people, right? I mean, this is a government of we the people, which means that what our founding fathers did, Mark, and I thought this was so brilliant of them, is to take the organizational chart. For those of us who have worked for corporate America and worked in organizations, we all deal with an organizational chart that is traditional, where the president of the company, the CEO of the company is at the top, then it goes on down to the minions. But in the brilliance and insight of our founding fathers, they said, no, we're going to turn it upside down. We're putting the people at the top. They are the kings, not the king. They are the kings, but we've basically abdicated our positions, and the elites have been glad, they've been happy to take over, and this is why we're running amok. So this is the opportunity for us to write that organizational chart the way the founding fathers intended it to be, right?
Yeah, you nailed it. The citizen is sovereign in the United States of America. This is the only country on earth ever that's been structured that way, unless ultimately you go back to the period of judges in the Old Testament, really.
Exactly, right.
And so other than that, we're the only self-governing nation in human history. We have the right to be so. I frankly think we have the obligation to be so. We are obligated as the ruling authorities in the United States of America to do everything we can to bring the government to heel, and the way that the founders gave us to do that is to use Article 5.
Exactly. I agree. Let's talk about Governor Cuomo's workaround legislation to allow lawmakers on Capitol Hill to get their hands on President Trump's state tax returns. What's going on?
Yeah, look, I think this is just an outrageous end around What's going on is they're trying to get President Trump's tax returns as a weaponized political methodology of state power. They want those tax returns. They don't want them for any other purpose than to abuse him with them, to find things in them that would be embarrassing. And I can tell you, he's got, I'm sure, incredibly complex tax returns. He's got multiple businesses internationally. They're going to dig in. They're going to take stuff out of context. They're going to try and find ways to embarrass the president. The whole goal is political. It was never intended for lawmakers to be able to get a hold of people's tax returns to use them for political purposes.
These guys couldn't even understand Obamacare. How are they going to understand the complexity of President Trump's tax returns? I mean, here's a billionaire with all kinds of juxtapositions and understanding of the law, tax laws. I mean, he's been audited three ways, continues to be. I mean, he's in a current audit now. Can you imagine the thickness of his tax return, Mark?
No, and it's important to remember by law that the president and vice president are both audited by the IRS every year. Mm-hmm. So their tax returns are continuously under audit, which I think is entirely appropriate. And really what's supposed to happen according to law is that if these committees want the president's tax returns, they're supposed to have a legitimate, quote-unquote, legislative purpose.
Exactly.
There's no legislative purpose here. This is just open warfare using state power against the president, trying to embarrass him for political purposes.
Well, we know what happened the last time with Mitt Romney, right? I mean, they get his tax returns. Harry Reid, which I thought was absolutely disgusting, afterwards made the comment with a smirk on his face when asked about, the lie that he perpetrated about Mitt Romney's tax returns. His response was, well, he didn't get elected president, did he?
Right. In other words, dirty deeds are fine as long as it works. And so we need to remember that folks in Washington, D.C., most of them are amoral at best. They certainly have double standards, especially on the left. I like to say, if there weren't for double standards, they'd have no standards at all.
Right.
They're just going to try and weaponize these tax returns, and we should all be really worried about that because, Bill, they could do it to you and me as well.
Exactly. Well, we saw, look what happened with Mike Flynn and all that's been going on with Mueller. And, if this doesn't wake Main Street America up, I don't know what else it's going to take. Because of what, how they weaponized the IRS. I mean, well, with the Tea Party and everything you went through, I still maintain, I don't have an official number, but I think as an estimate, Mark, what Lois Lerner and Barack Obama did in weaponizing the IRS against anything conservative, they probably affected, the cycle of at least voting cycles is my best estimation.
Oh, I think you're absolutely correct, and I was at the heart of that, and my local Tea Party group was targeted, as were hundreds and hundreds of others. We sued the IRS over that. They ultimately had to settle for $3.5 million, which to me was a pittance compared to the damage done to our country. Lois Lerner still out there free as a bird, and she shouldn't be. By the way, in our litigation, which we settled, the only case, the only part of that still outstanding is Lois Lerner's deposition is under seal. She has claimed that what she said was so bad that it would cause people to threaten her life if it's revealed. So that's under seal. That's still being fought out in the courts today. I'm going to chase her till the end of my time on this earth, Bill.
Well, Mark, the thing is, $3.5 million, it didn't come out of the pocket of Lois Lerner and Koskinen and them. This is out of the people's treasury, right?
Yeah, which is another really frustrating and unsatisfying thing. So, we went after those guys personally, and the courts ruled that we couldn't do that. These guys have sovereign immunity. I think we need to take a look at that as a nation. Sovereign immunity is a concept that came at a time when public service was actually service.
Yes.
Now, these folks are paid more than most. They have better benefits than most people out there in the private sector. I think it's time to look at limiting or removing sovereign immunity for public service.
Well, I would agree. Hey, Mark, keep up the great fight. Appreciate all that you're doing. How can people get activated? I mean, because this is what we need in this 21st century America. As we talked about before, it's the government of we the people. We need to reclaim our rightful position. President Trump on Inauguration Day said he was putting the government back in the hands of we the people. But if we the people don't apprehend it, we're just going to keep on the same course, right?
That's right. It's up to us to take it. Folks can get involved by going to conventionofstates.com.
There it is, just that simple, conventionofstates.com. He's the Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance, and a grassroots leader, and we always appreciate his time here on the show. Mark Meckler, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal judge has blocked the Department of Justice from changing its entire legal team as it tries to place a citizenship census question on the 2020 survey. The judge says the DOJ failed to provide a reason for changing all of its lawyers. The Supreme Court blocked putting that question on next year's census after questioning the reason that the government had provided.
Congratulations, you're everything we've come to expect from years of government training.
That's actor Rip Torn appearing in one of the Men in Black films. He's died at the age of 88.
And now, if you'll just follow me, we have one more test to administer.
Torn, best known for his role on HBO's The Larry Sanders Show. Forecasters now say there's a 90% chance that a tropical depression will form in the Gulf of Mexico this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Hey, what is it with the left here, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, if it's not Wayfair, with all the good things that they're trying to do at the border, and, you know, let's pig pile on them is what the left would want us to do and get in the way of any good and any good intention that they would want to demonstrate for, you know, humanity that has come here for whatever reason. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we're still impacted there, but the left wants to somehow, let's boycott Wayfair, you know, because they tried to do the right thing because our government officials and our Congress can't seem to do the right thing. And so then the next target in the crosshairs is Home Depot. Let's boycott Home Depot. I mean, what is it? Every day they wake up and try to figure out, okay, who's the next person to boycott here? Well, Jenny Beth Martin is with us, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
So what is going on with the left? I mean, did they just walk around with the daily crosshairs to see who they can fire at, and then forget about any kind of engaged intelligence and due process to figure out, okay, what is the whole story? No, let's just be offended and have a trigger finger reaction and then look like idiots.
Well, I think that I think that they just cannot handle opposition and opposing viewpoints. It's not just opposition. We have political opposition and they know that, but they cannot handle opposing viewpoints. So when they see something like Wayfair, they think, oh wait, because Wayfair is helping provide beds, which the left has been complaining there are not beds in the enough beds in the holding centers for the people who are coming here and abusing our asylum system. Wayfair is providing beds, so the left decides that that is Wayfair somehow helping President Trump. Instead of being glad that somebody is doing what they've been asking for, providing beds. And the latest with boycotting Home Depot, for those who are not familiar with what's been going on Twitter, the left decided on Monday that they wanted to boycott Home Depot because one of the co-founders, Bernie Marcus, mm-hmm. said that he's going to donate 90% of his wealth before he dies. And of his billions of dollars, $7 million he intends to donate to pro-Trump organizations who will help re-elect President Trump. So because he wants to do that, they want to boycott Home Depot. This was a man who gave $250 million to the Georgia Aquarium. I'm from Atlanta. I used mm-hmm. to work for the Home Depot programming computers. We wouldn't have that aquarium without Bernie Marcus.
Right.
And $50 million to a hospital in the center of downtown Atlanta that helped. It's where the most needy in our city wind up going for help. It boggles my mind that they want to boycott a store when they have this man who's doing what you would think they want, giving away his wealth.
Exactly. And oh yes, by the way, Bernie's retired. He's not even involved with the company anymore, right?
That's right. I'm sure he still owns shares. I don't know what his portfolio is made up of. But what I know is this. I work at the Home Depot programming computers, and he was the CEO while I was there. He retired, and Arthur Blank, who was also a co-founder and owns the Atlanta Falcons now, mm-hmm. he was a CEO while I worked there as well. And then he retired, and I worked under a third CEO. I was at an odd transitional period. Mm-hmm. The fact is, these men who were the co-founders, they love the company, but they no longer work for the company. So,
right. So
all these people are doing is hurting the current employees. Doesn't retail have enough trouble as it is right now in America?
Yeah, without a doubt. And then here it is. You look at, jobs is so important in our country. How many thousands of jobs did they create? I mean, not only in Atlanta, but around the country, around the world, for that matter.
Hundreds of thousands of jobs. And when you think about it, as you just said, around the world, I'm not even sure. I know that in the stores, they had hundreds of thousands of jobs. I think they had 2,000 stores. I don't know if that's how many they still have.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have people who created the products that had to stock all the shelves. So all of those people also end up being employed throughout the whole supply chain. They created these jobs. People who worked there from the beginning and got stock options, because unlike what we may hear about, say, Jeff Bezos, I don't hear a lot of people saying, oh, I love working at Amazon.
Mm.
People loved working for Home Depot, even people pushing grocery carts, because they share the ownership of the company with their employees. There are 3,000 multimillionaires who started out at Home Depot and became not just millionaires, but multimillionaires.
Wow.
From their stock options. This is a company that's done tremendous good for our country. And I'm just, the left, the outrage that they experience, and they continue to say, boycott this, kick cops out of Starbucks.
Yes,
we
exactly.
have to stand up and say enough of this. And we've
exactly.
got to shop with our dollars and tell them to stop. Businesses are in the business of making a profit. And when they do, they create jobs and they even create millionaires. Those of us who care about politics, we get in the political lane and influence the politicians. That's mm-hmm. what we should be doing, and we need to urge companies to stay in their lane.
You know what you said earlier about the left? It reminded me of Bill Buckley's old nostrum. He said liberals claim to want to give a hearing to other views, but then they're shocked and offended to discover that there are other views. You know, and this is, you know, and the thing is that they deserve to be offended, because we have been offended long enough. Antifa has had their way. They've done enough destruction. I mean, beating up conservative journalists the way in which they do, destroying property. property. I mean, this is not a First Amendment right any longer. This is absolute tyranny that's taken place. And all it takes is people of good conscience and morality to say nothing, and they continue to run rampant all in this politically correct realm that has been running amok in our country. And I, like you, Jenny Beth, I'm saying enough. Enough of this idiocy.
Yeah, we have to say enough to it. And we've got to, I'm working right now to figure out how we can have our own rapid response team when the left decides they want to boycott companies or prevent people from advertising on radio programs, televisions, or websites, we can counterattack. Because if we don't, our view will be suppressed even more than we may think it is right now. Because without advertisers, a lot of programming won't even be able to continue.
Exactly. And the advertisers need to know that if they kowtow, then they're going to lose the business because, you know, as Michael Jordan said, hey, Republicans buy sneakers, too. And so, you know, it doesn't need to be everything in our life does not need to be politicized. This is absolutely ridiculous. The other thing that comes to point here, you know, when you talk about the diversity of people at Home Depot, and we're just talking Home Depot here right now, Jenny Beth. Look at all the different cultures that are represented just in the United States alone. I mean, you know, people from all over the world, backgrounds, ancestors from all parts of the world, you know, supporting and being paid by Home Depot. I mean, this is what an incredible blessing that this organization has been to all immigrants, to all citizens of this country. I think the left is barking up the wrong tree, and we need to let them know that they need to find some other complaint.
That is exactly right. And the workforce that I was with at the Home Depot was the most diverse workforce I'd ever experienced. I even encouraged one of my best friends to come work there with me because it was so diverse. We had people from India. We had African-Americans who were managers, women who were managers. They had a lot of homosexual people working there as well. Mm-hmm. And we all looked out for one another. It was a great work environment. And we really got past, you didn't group people based on the way that they looked or what they did in their private life. We bonded.
Yeah, can you get the job done? And Jenny Beth, what you said earlier is important, you know, and that is that there has to be an activation of citizens to counter, you know, what the left is doing. I mean, we did it with Dan Cathy and Chick-fil-A, if you remember. You know, everybody went out and bought Chick-fil-A on that one day. We slammed their outlets. And, you know, that's what we need to be able to activate once again. Real quick, where can they go for more information, Jenny Beth?
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, that's TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578, 888-588-7578, or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLEBS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're visiting with my friend Craig Huey, author and publisher of the Huey Report and Reality Alert newsletters, frequent commentator on local and national news, TV broadcasts, local and national radio, internet shows, president of CraigHuey.com and ElectionForum.com. You've heard me brag about him for a long time. I just have so respected all his hard work that he and his team put together, especially in California, on behalf of the voters to, vet all the candidates, and especially probably one of the toughest groups, and he's heard this so many times because I've so complained about this. It's so difficult to vet the judges. They know the game, you know, just like when you see them being interviewed for higher positions in the judiciary, they know how to walk around the questions. So that, they're not absolutely lying, but there's only so much, they can say or they want to say, so it doesn't cause them to be disqualified. And Craig, in spite of that, will, dig as deep as he can and to find out this information to pass on to the voters so that we have more of an educated vote, because this is what we're talking about. Is that if America is truly going to be great again, then we can't have the dumbed-down voter that we've had in the past. We need an engaged electorate. This is what our founding fathers meant when they said that we are a government of, for, by, we, the people. They basically, Craig, as you know, our founding fathers turned the organizational chart upside down. Instead of the king being at top, it was now going to be we, the people, at top of the organizational chart. And ever since that happened, you had people that were power hungry, as you pointed out, because, oh yes, even at the founding of our nation, there were people that wanted power more than anything else, and they were willing to do anything in order to get that power. And they resisted against this great American idea. But here it is. For 240 plus years, we are a
a country of, for, by we the people, but the people have kind of let go, and the elites have taken over, and they are doing everything they can to tilt that organizational chart upside down, because if we go to socialism, that's exactly what would happen. It would be top down. It would be a government of the few, and we're back to the very thing that we ran away from. It may not be a king, but it's going to be some collective that's running the operation, right?
Absolutely, and it should be a frightening prospect to everyone. You know, the founders of our nation envisioned people being free from government control, able to live their lives without interference. And they viewed the idea that all men are created equal, and they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. And to do that, they protected government by having Congress with divided between the House and the Senate and the judiciary and the executive branch. And they spread out, understanding that the broken, fallen nature of man, sinful nature of man, is to consolidate power and to control. And it was designed to keep anyone from having too much control and to be able to have the individual have control over their own life. Well, but that's changing. As more and more government programs have come into play, as government has become bigger, you have what's called the administrative state or the permanent state. And basically, since what Obama did that transformed the bureaucracy, we basically have the deep state. And the deep state is a big danger to our freedom.
Well, and then add to that mix, and then I want to get back into the deep state here, is activist judges. So what they couldn't legislate, we're going to have activist judges basically make the laws, which, again, very quickly, that's what they did with Roe v. Wade. You had SCOTUS, in essence, writing a law. Again, they did it for Obama, for President Obama, with the Affordable Care Act. Justice Roberts wrote the law and made that horrific experience possible. But getting back to the deep state, so the deep state became, I guess it was always there in some form or fashion, but under the Obama regime, he gave it, what do you want to say, gave it place, gave it standing?
It's a little bit different, Bill. Let's go back to the judiciary. What Obama did with the judiciary is he appointed judges that were not interested in upholding the Constitution, were not interested really in interpreting the law like a judge is supposed to do objectively.
Right.
They were interested in using the court bench to legislate, the court bench to dictate public policy based upon a progressive, liberal, socialist point of view, on a point of view that's trying to have a secular society, basically based upon a secular ideology. And that goes throughout the entire bureaucracy. You know, from the beginning, like you said, Bill, there has been a bureaucracy, no matter how small the government is. But in the, what is a bureaucracy? It's designed to be able to protect itself from being downsized or eliminated. So it always fights to protect itself. And the second thing is the bureaucracy tries to hide, tries to be non-transparent. They don't want to have anybody see if they're accountable. They don't want to see if they're working hard. They don't want to see if they're achieving their goals. They want to be kind of like out there and nobody ever really questions what they do. And so that's the common way a bureaucracy works. But Obama came in and he did something totally different. Not just hiring people for these positions, he put in people who wanted to make social change, to change our social norms, to change our economic policies, to change our political policies. So it's ideologically driven. So now instead of having two parts to the deep state, there's really three parts, and this ideologically driven section is where we have seen there's a thing called the Senior Executive Service, SES. Obama appointed 8,000 people to this service that's called Obama's Army. They can't be fired under the new rules that Obama passed, but these 8,000 people are the ones who hire bureaucrat. It's estimated that one-third of the bureaucracy of, for example, the EPA, EPA has 70,000 people. So on the EPA as a bureaucracy, one-third of them are at war with the head of the EPA and its policies, at war with Donald Trump. And what they want to do is manipulate public policy, sabotage policy, delay policy, ignore policy, do their own projects, their own agenda, and, of course, sending out the leaks.
Right.
One leak after another of embarrassment to the Trump regime or to the person in charge of the bureaucracy. That's what's going on today. It's so out of control.
So it's much more pervasive than we realize. I mean, and this was something that was constructed under the Obama administration. So you're talking 8,000, in essence, super bureaucrats, right?
That's right. They're the ones who do the hiring. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the other layer where Obama appointed people to different positions of power within all of these different agencies, and you can't fire them. That's why you see this controversial move on the part of the Trump administration and the people within the different agencies to say, we're going to move our bureaucracy, the people we can't fire, out of Washington, D.C., and into the local areas where they're impacting.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, the hope is many of them will resign or quit. And because they'll wait him out,
Craig, because as we know, every 4 to 8 years we go under new management, right?
That's exactly right. But the danger we have is this ideologically driven bureaucracy. John Brennan, the former head of the CIA that has been one of the most vocal opponents of the downsizing of the government and what have you, he said, and this is a quote, Bill, that the bureaucrats have an obligation to refuse to carry out the order of President Donald Trump. You know, the whole mentality is that part of the politics that goes on is to oppose what's happening in deregulation and downsizing and making the bureaucracy effective. You know, in the area of the Department of Education, you have a whole group of people.
Well, listen to what he's saying, though. This is so diabolical. I mean, this is the same type of philosophy that you would think. I mean, it's not a giant leap to think that Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, go right down the FBI, James Comey, that they all bought into this, that they know better. And in a sense, America can't handle the truth. And we're back to the movie A Few Good Men one more time, right?
That's exactly right. The Washington Post did a big article, and the Washington Post, which hates the Trump administration, what they said is this: federal workers are in regular consultation with recently departed Obama-era political appointees about what they can do to push back against the new president's initiatives. Some federal employees have set up social media accounts to anonymously leak word of changes Trump appointees are trying to make. So it is an act of resistance within the bureaucracy that every listener's tax money is going to support.
Exactly.
And many of these people they're out marching in marches and being paid to do so during the workday. They're organizing themselves in political campaigns at taxpayers' expense.
Exactly. I was going to say, this is what we're paying for, ladies and gentlemen. Get your hands on this book, The Deep State, 15 Surprising Dangers That You Should Know. Craig Huey has done us a great service. Craig, thank you so much. Electionforum.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens wants to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most